Democrats get their way at the Senate. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
The world will be a better place for my grandchildren because of what we did today. And that makes me feel very, very good. Very, very good.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, after Vice President Harris broke a 50-50 tie and Democrats passed what they call an Inflation Reduction Act that they also say fights climate change.
The legislation marks a turning point in our nation's commitment to protect our planet.
It offers tax incentives for carbon emissions, allows Medicare to negotiate the price of some prescription drugs, and extends subsidies for the Affordable Care Act, as well as imposes a new 15% corporate minimum tax rate that will be enforced by 87,000 new IRS agents who will be hired with a roughly $80 billion allotment to that agency.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. President Biden says it puts American families over special interests. Not a single Republican in the Senate agrees, but the GOP doesn't have enough votes to block the passage in the House either.
The Democrats are banking their whole political future this fall on the hope that America is financially illiterate.
Congressman James Comer tells Fox they aren't.
Most Americans realize that if the government spends more money and spends more money recklessly and unnecessarily, then that's going to lead to more inflation.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams is not happy after a second bus of migrants who came to the U.S. illegally arrived from Texas.
This is horrific when you think about what the governor is doing, the governor of Texas.
Though only 14 migrants got off the bus, Adams expected 40. Governor Greg Abbott, a Republican, has also bused migrants to Washington, D.C., blaming Biden administration policies for chaos at the border. Today, President Biden will go to Kentucky to survey some of the damage from the state's worst flooding that left at least 37 people dead and many more without homes. A ceasefire is still holding in Gaza after Israelis and Palestinian militants agreed to stop 3 days of fighting that killed more than 40 Palestinians. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
It's back to court today for three men in Georgia convicted and put in state prison for life in the murder of Ahmaud Arbery, a black man shot while out jogging. They claimed they thought he was a robber.
Travis McMichael, his father Greg, and William Roddy Bryan will be sentenced in a Brunswick court today for hate crimes connected to the fatal shooting of Ahmaud Arbery. Travis McMichael's attorney asking the judge to keep McMichael in federal prison instead of Georgia State Prison, claiming he's received hundreds of threats, which the Georgia Department of Corrections calls unverified. His father's lawyer filing a similar motion, citing safety and health concerns. The McMichaels and Brian sentenced to life in prison, convicted of Arbery's murder, and all face a potential second life sentence after being convicted in February of hate crimes. A jury concluding all three men who are white targeted Arbery, who is black. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The daily decline at the gas pump continues now 55 days in a row since June's record high. AAA has the price now 96 cents lower. On Wall Street, there could be some big gains at the opening bell to start the week. Dow futures are up more than 100 points. Now to the NASCAR track.
When Kevin Harvick took the checkered flag on Sunday at Michigan International Speedway, it ended a 65-race winless streak that dated back to September of 2020. Harvick started 16th in the race grid, but made his way to the front and beat out pole sitter Bubba Wallace, who finished second. For Harvick, the win also means a spot in the playoffs. He's the 15th different winner this season, leaving just one spot for a points challenger with three races to go. Ryan Blaney and Martin Truex Jr. are the most likely drivers to grab the final spot if there isn't a 16th winner. Tim McMaster, Fox News.
In baseball, the L.A. Dodgers won their eighth straight game, completing a sweep of San Diego. The St. Louis Cardinals won their seventh in a row, finishing off a three-game sweep of the New York Yankees. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast, featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites, like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.